Your morning team on WSGW with Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. It's 8:42.
You keep saying you got something for me.
100.5 and 790.
Something you call love, but confess.
And WSGW.com.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
And of course, you can ask Alexa and Siri.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Fine, WSGW.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
All right, Lewis, I know in your home studio, you're singing along to Nancy Sinatra, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. These boots are made for walking.
Pat Johnston asked me to play this song. Why, Pat Johnston?
I did.
Nancy Sinatra.
Well, I just had something on my mind. I've been wanting to just talk about. Great song, by the way, 1966. Nancy Sinatra, the daughter of some guy named, was it Frank?
Yeah, I think I heard
something
of
like that. Yeah.
Sold some records, I guess. Yeah. Did some movies. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Tried to sing.
Yeah. Now I thought about this though. Recently that not just so much about Nancy Sinatra, but about nepotism a little bit. That I think we can admit that Nancy Sinatra, good voice by the way, has had a decent career, but was helped a little bit thanks to her superstar father.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And, I ran across an ad, now you're seeing all these Super Bowl teasers that are happening, these commercial teasers for what's going to be happening in a couple of days. And it's a Pepsi one that is featuring Steve Martin and Ben Stiller. It's pretty funny. You can find it. It's only about 45 seconds long. But there's a point where Martin looks at Ben and calls him a Nepo baby. Because Ben Stiller, of course, the son of the great and late Jerry Stiller.
Right.
Indeed.
And while a joke, he does pretty much point out that, Ben, you might not be, for all the talent you've got, let's face it, you had a little bit of help maybe with your family connections. And this is something that has been on my mind for a while. And it's, a lot of people have been talking about President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. And, a lot of the president's detractors point out, and correctly, mind you, I'm not saying they're wrong on this, that his son, Hunter, had zero qualifications to be on the board of that Ukraine oil and gas company. What was it called? Burisma.
Yeah.
And he left the board when his father ran for president. However, though, he made lots and lots of money. But, of all the things I always thought, well, you could attack a president for, I was like, are we really going to jump all over that? Because I don't think they are the only ones. I don't think Hunter is the only one who's ever benefited from a family name.
And probably not.
And it goes everywhere. You could say that there is a congressman, a Democratic congressman around here that, Art, I know you have interviewed a few times.
Dan and Dale.
Yeah, exactly. There's the Kildee name.
Or Representative Schutte.
Look at Art already. Right. Art is beating me to the punch. That's right, yeah. Because you talked to Representative Schutte, what was that, the other day, right?
Well, is it called nepotism or a succession plan?
there's that Bush family, we could say, the sons.
However.
Have done
however.
That. Hold on. I'm on a roll, Art. Can I just be on a roll?
Yes, okay. Go ahead. Roll. Roll.
There's that family also in Massachusetts. Anybody remember their names? They kind of use their
name. Like yeah.
But it's just not in politics. In our business, the broadcasting business, nepotism reigns. Now, you guys know I love my football, and I watch it all the time. And NBC Sports, of course, has had Sunday Night Football for a long time. Now, I have to admit, I don't really watch the pregame show. I'll watch the game, really don't watch pregame show. But when the Lions were playing the Packers, the final game of the year, I watched a lot of the coverage. And I realized something. Now, of course, Chris Collinsworth has been in the booth for many years, former NFL player with the Cincinnati Bengals for many years, and has done a fine job. He's also done Olympic coverage and some other things. So, yeah, fine. He's done well. But while watching the pre- and post-games, I realized that there was somebody else there with the last name Collinsworth who looked and sounded just like Chris. And his name is Jack Collinsworth. And I'm watching this saying, wait. How did that happen? Why? Why is he there? And then in the studio is a guy named Chris Sims. Now, his father, Phil Sims, NFL quarterback, a longtime broadcaster. I will give Chris Sims this. He at least got into the NFL. He played a couple of years in the NFL, backup mostly. I think he got to start some games. So at least he has a little bit of that. But somehow he is also. So I've got these two sons in there. And are you telling me, NBC, that of all the people who are getting broadcasting degrees, of all those who are working hard in local media, that nobody is better than Jack Collinsworth or Chris Sims? Nobody at all. No. We somehow have to give it to these two guys who are, let me tell you guys, they're milk toast. They don't really do anything. They don't do anything. They're just blah. That's what they are. But they got the name, and that is how they were able to benefit. So everybody, nepotism. Nepotism is everywhere. Love it or hate it. That's the name of the game. Always has been, always will be. And I think we can all say, all right, a little bit, that there are many of us at one point or another have used a family name, maybe, or have used some friends, or have used a connection in one way or another to maybe just kind of give you that little bit, you know, a little bit more than the other person. And that's just how it is. That's life. It sucks, but that's life.
Well, here's one difference, though. I want to separate politics from all those other things, because in all those other things, somebody at the top decides to hire you because of your family heritage. In politics, even though you may have a name, you still have to run on your own.
Unless you go into the business side of things.
Say that again?
Unless you go to the business side of things. You're right.
Well, I'm saying, you're right,
because not everybody who's got the family name wins their elections all the time.
Right.
But more often than not, it sort of helps. Yeah. Who gave the rebuttal yesterday for the Republican Party?
Sanders.
Exactly.
She's related to the colonel.
Is that it? Yeah, it happens. It's just how it goes. And that's all. That's all I said. Of all the things that I think you can attack somebody for, fine. It's there. Please do. I'm not saying that Hunter Biden shouldn't have gotten any kind of criticism for being on that board. Come on now. He's not the only one. It is everywhere. It's rampant. It's life.
Well, and Pat Johnston can speak with this on authority because unless something that there is that I don't know of, there's no child of yours that's going to benefit from you.
That is right. That is true. Yes. To help me in my retirement. That's right. Yeah.
You'll have to rely on everybody else.
So, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate
my
that.
My pleasure. Anytime you have anything on your mind, please let us know.
Yes.
In my case, it's not going to do my son any good because I've pretty much destroyed any hope that it's ever had just by being here on a daily basis.